Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I don't know if you heard this or not, but a tragedy took place Monday in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas.
Yeah.
And it was tragic. A pastor, Danny Kirk Sr., mm-hmm. Based on what's being reported by ABC News, was in his parking lot, and some guy, and they don't know how he's related to him or anything of that nature, mm-hmm. but comes up and takes his car and rams it into the church building where they gather over there,
wow.
the building. And it was around, I think, 7 a.m., maybe yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And then starts basically reportedly running after the pastor.
Right.
He runs into the building to get away from this crazy man. And somehow this guy grabs like an electric guitar and beats this pastor to death and kills him.
Mm-hmm.
And his flock, the people that are in his church gathering, are talking about, you know, this is a man of integrity. I mean, he wore like, you know, sweatshirts and stuff because he's, you know, always want to be there to help them out and paint their
right.
houses and move things. And they're just devastated.
Mm-hmm.
And they, when they got, the police got there, he was beating this pastor with his electric guitar,
mm-hmm.
and they were using the taser guns on him, and they arrested him and took him to wherever they took him. But when he arrived there, he died.
Mm-hmm.
The suspect died. And it's like, what's going on?
Crazy.
Listen, church, we have to begin to start praying for protection for all of God's people. And the biggest protection, we want to, first of all, you know, pray for the members of that particular church gathering in Fort Worth, Texas, that, you know, God would just comfort them. And it's called Sweet Home Missionary Baptist Church, Greater Sweet Home mm-hmm. Missionary Baptist Church. And right now, Father God, we just ask you to comfort these 800 believers that are there that have lost their shepherd in such a tragic way, and that you would protect them, and that another shepherd would come in their place, and that you would give wisdom, Lord, that we wouldn't be so vulnerable
mm-hmm.
to what's taking place in this culture today. And something's going on. Something's happening, and I can't help but see, JJ, where that when you start seeing when you see the Jews and the Christians under attack, listen, they don't have to be a part of Al-Qaeda, or they don't have to be a part of some radical Islam. They don't have to be a part of some drug situation. They don't have to be a part of, listen, if they are held captive by Satan, they're held captive to do his will. Mm-hmm. Paul's writing Timothy. The Apostle Paul writes a letter to Timothy, and he's talking to a spiritual son. And he says, let me tell you a few things, you know, and he's telling him some few things. And we call that 1 and 2 Timothy, but it's a letter he's writing to his mm-hmm. spiritual son. He's saying, listen, there's going to be some people that are held captive by Satan to do his will.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, gently instruct them in hopes that God would grant them repentance. But in that, we understand that no matter who they are, they don't have to know each other. Even members of radical Islam or Al-Qaeda or whatever name they're coming up, Hezbollah, or whatever name they're coming up with nowadays, it's all the same crew in regards to people being held captive by Satan to do his will. And what is Satan's will? Satan's will is to destroy the Jews and the Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And then the whole human race.
Right.
Because he hates, you're made in the image and the likeness of God. God rejected Satan. But you got to back up a little bit. Well, God was being glorified in heaven, and Satan was over the musical aspect of that, and over the leading worship for God, and mm-hmm. he liked it so much. And this is a common thing that happens with the musical gift, and you find out about it, that people will worship music. They'll worship the artist.
That's right.
And sad to say, a lot of people in the church, you know, will worship musical the individual,
mm-hmm.
and the individual allows it to happen, and committees will go out and find the one that people will worship the most to keep people there gathered around that gift.
Right.
It's crazy. And it's like, it's not going to be good, bro, if you let them worship you. Ask Satan.
Right.
Anyway, so he says, you know, I want this glory. I like the fact that people are bowing down to God. I want what he's got. I want people to worship me.
Mm-hmm.
Worship me. Give me treasures. Lay things at my feet. Tell me I'm valuable. Tell me that I did a good job with this music. I want people to tell me, I want pat on the back. I want that. Why is God getting all that? And instantly he led a third of the angels in heaven, led a third of them in rebellion against God in this, and God cast him down to the earth. That's how he got here.
Mm-hmm.
He got here because God rejected him. Now you're made in the image and the likeness of the one that rejected him. And if you choose Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you follow God through his son, Jesus Christ, you're going to have eternal life with him. You're going to have what he lost. Mm-hmm. He can't get back what you got.
Mm-hmm.
I would say evilly jealous of you.
Very much.
And if you don't understand this, you're not. Listen, if you're going to try to hang out with somebody who is jealous of you, they may act like flatter you and stuff, but they're going to kill you. That's a jealousy spirit. Jealousy spirit is a murdering spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And Satan is jealous of you because now you got what he lost when he was with God. But he had a chance, but he wanted to be God. He said, I will lift my throne above his throne. Not good. Not good at all. And so when you see today, you know, when you see Christians and Jews under attack, when you see abortion across the world, on a rapid increase, and you say, well, hey, the numbers are coming down a little bit. They're coming down a little bit because now we have a pill to abort children instead of having to go and abort them in the womb with a doctor. You can quietly do it by taking the day after pill or the next day pill, whatever mm-hmm. they call it, Plan B type pill.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have rapidly, now you can imagine it took a lot for somebody to be willing to go to a public place and say, I want to kill my baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
Right.
But now you can quietly do it and nobody but God will see that take place.
Right.
So I can imagine what the numbers really are now compared to what they were when you had to publicly go.
Mm.
And so the thing is that are we the fear of man, the fear of God? We got to do what's right because it's right before God. And so we're looking at this whole second heaven strategy going on right now. And I just want to encourage you to get on the right side of history. You know, understand that God has awesome plans in store for you, plans to bless you and to prosper you and to give you things that you didn't even do. I mean, he's supposed to bless you. And we're seeing right now what happened in Dallas-Fort Worth with this pastor. That's ruthless. But then I think about the minister, you know, that was ministering at in Georgia just last week,
right,
where he was there leading a prayer meeting and in Georgia, the World Changers gathering there, and this man walks in off the street, takes a gun, and he was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of them, and we know how that is. You know, they say they're one of you, but they're really not one of you. I totally get that, and it happens everywhere because Paul said, I warned you day and night that wolves would come in among you and come up from among you.
Right.
And so that happens. But the reality is, second heaven grabbed a hold of this man, held him captive, and walked in there just like what happened to this pastor in Dallas-Fort Worth, and shot him in the head. Shot him. I mean, you can find out more about this on the VFN Torch or in your highlights on your app. But understand this, that, my goodness, this is not good when you have what's happening down in Houston where people are infiltrating the flocks and scattering themselves and standing up. And there's a spirit that says, you know, stop these Christians. Stop these. There's bringing the United Nations in to monitor the elections, you know, in a couple of days because they want to monitor conservative Christians.
Mm-hmm.
They feel that the Constitution is restrictive. They are wanting to sign in, and our Secretary of State's already signed in the United Nations, a particular treaty or whatever it says, you know, that you cannot use Muhammad's name. You cannot defame the name of Muhammad. And they want to bring that to America, where America, it's like, that's anti-Jesus. They believe in Jesus. They just believe he's not the Son of God.
Right.
When that means Christ, anti-Christ, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it means. And so, listen, this whole thing, and if you read Lamentations, you can read our future if we don't turn it around. I mean, Jeremiah is wondering, why? What's going on? What's happening? You know, why are these things taking place? You know, when you think about today, we can actually look at the future, our future, if we don't repent. We can see it. And what's so cool, what's God doing? God's saying, listen, we just need to turn to him. Mm-hmm. We need to turn to him. And we need to say, listen, we got it. Lord, we're sorry. Do like David and just say, you know, we need to stop this. If we really love the sheep as pastors, as shepherds, as church leaders, we would get our lives right. But then we would do what's right with the flock. And it's going to take a lot of pastors who are in it for God and for the sheep to protect them and to give them wisdom and keep them safe. And you can't do that. It's really tough to do in this large situation unless there's a whole bunch of pastors who have autonomy in the context of God can, you'll let God lead them and know what to do with those few sheep to be able to protect them. And so Jesus did. Mm-hmm. He said, go and imitate me. And maybe, sir, you're more apostolic. And they call everybody a pastor in America. It's like, mm-hmm. just go ahead and just, okay, yeah. It doesn't matter what you're a pastor. It doesn't matter. And so, but it's not true. I mean, obviously, some are pastors, some are apostles, some are prophets, some are teachers, Ephesians chapter 4, mm-hmm. and et cetera. But understanding that maybe you're apostolic and you need to start releasing some of those inside of the that you're leading to begin to look after a few. Look after a few. I mean, Jethro knew this when he talked to Moses. You know, this is, you know, we're kind of more into the rethinking church here. Mm-hmm. But Jethro, the father-in-law of Moses got there and he saw that he was running himself ragged. You know, Moses, you're going to have to break this thing down a little bit and break mm-hmm. it down to smaller. And so he put it over hundreds and fifties. And really, when you think about it, the maximum that an individual really can be involved in without electronics.
Right.
You know, without a secretary staff, you know, this one, I'll never forget a lot of things, but this one particular pastor, you know, friend, and he's really wanting to build a relationship with a lot of ministers and all this kind of stuff. And he's like, you know, we need to break down these walls and we need to be there for each other. And we need to get up. As a matter of fact, get up with my secretary and let's make an appointment. I'm thinking, oh, we got such a long ways to go. Granted, your secretary will not get a call from those ministers because that's mm-hmm. not personal relationship.
Right.
You know, you're only called to be in a relationship. God's only going to hold you accountable for what you're called to do, not what you think you're called to do. And he's going to say, what did you do with what I gave you? Did you invest it and did you get a return? Well, if you're called to be over, you know, three and you're faithful over the three, so be it. If you're called to be over 12, like Jesus, you know, then you're faithful. If you're called to be over 50, then God's going to, you know, that's the whole, if you're called to be over more than that, you're probably apostolic. Mm-hmm. You're apostolic and you need to begin to pray about God giving you a revelation. What does that mean? And study the life of the apostles and see that there was more than 12 apostles, 13 actually, believe it or not, Judas was considered an apostle. Mm. And of course, he didn't turn out well.
No.
Somebody came in amongst them. Just like every other, you know, it's what he said. He says, mm-hmm. I warned you day and night that people would come in. Well, that couldn't be. Well, it happened to Jesus's 12.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
It was the treasurer. It was the treasurer. It was the treasurer. And watch you, musician, and the man, the M&M, the music and the money.
The music and the money.
The music and the
wow.
money. Isn't that interesting?
That is.
And so here we are just thinking about that. So how much safer because... even though you may feel comfortable when you look at our presidential candidates today and people running for office, they're more like stars. People treat them like stars. Let me get my picture with you. It's like they're an American that's going to ask you for the permission to lead for a period of time. They're not a movie star. Mm-hmm. They're not a musician star, whatever you call those guys, but they're just human beings. But it's like all of a sudden now we begin to worship people. You know, I'm gonna get my picture with people, and it's like you're looking. What happens? All these when you see now that you go to C-SPAN, you watch the presidential candidates, for example, mm-hmm. and they're like, "Oh, I touched them," and they're like, "Let me get my picture with you." And you got all these iPhones and Android phones out snapping shots and pictures. I just want to get a picture with them.
Right.
I just want to get a picture with them. It's like, Well, you know, you didn't even know him 5 years ago, and now all of a sudden you're worshiping him. It's funny how that works. You know, you don't win the lottery. They don't even know you exist. You win the lottery. Now all of a sudden they want to be with you.
Right.
But it's something in their heart. It's not the individual. It's not the one who won the lottery per se, but it's the one who actually wants to get something from that person.
Right.
They want to be seen with that person. They call it networking, and I call it mooching and leeching.
Right.
Mooching and leeching.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.